Welcome to Mindful Way Podcast. My name is Anya Haas and I am your host. This podcast is brought to you by Mindful Way Studio and explores mindfulness, wellness, holistic well-being in a way that feels personal, grounded, and more than anything, it feels real. Hello, hello. Let's talk about morning rituals for Mindful Day, shall we? My name is Anya Haas and I am your host. And in today's episode, I would like to speak to you a little bit more about how to start your day in a mindful way. What are morning rituals, if you call them like this, to start the day in just positive way? And just if you could imagine that you are waking up and instead of rushing, you can take a moment to clear your mind and set yourself up for the day to come. Many of us, as soon as we are waking up, maybe we are pressing the snooze button, and in that way we are totally not we are not aware of that waking up moment. And so let me just go back to what's going on in our brain when we are waking up, because we have a few different brain waves. The brain wave that we are shifting from the sleeping state into the awakened state is a very special moment. It's called the theta state of our brain wave. And during that moment, we actually are still connected to our subconscious mind. And using that moment to, instead of rushing and thinking negative things, oh, it's another day, I have so many things to do, but taking that moment to breathe, to connect with a deeper self, is going to go directly into the subconscious mind and manifest itself. And so the more we are aware of that very special moment, the more we can use the special moment to create shifts in our life. So I am inviting you to create morning rituals for yourself. And first, what I would like you to do is to wake up very gently. Let yourself open your eyes in a natural way. If you know that you have to be ready at, let's say, 7 a.m., give yourself permission to wake up earlier and to start the day in the most correct way for yourself. For me, when I get up, this is the moment when I need space for myself, when I keep my eyes closed and I just feel myself, feel my connection to the divine, feel my connection and feeling grateful for the possibility to be living, for the possibility that I woke up and I have this life that is wonderful. And you can even ask yourself, how are you doing today? And remember, that is the special moment before you open your eyes, where you can set yourself up for the good things. So instead of thinking negative things in that first moment, think of positive things. And almost you can even imagine sending this positive, beautiful energy to every cell of your body, healing energy, loving energy, accepting energy. You can also have water, glass of water, ready for you to drink in the morning. In that way, you are awakening your whole body, and you are breaking this fast, right, with your water, and you are activating your organs to wake up with you. And so the next thing, the third thing you could do is the mindful movement. So to stand up and to stretch yourself gently, you can roll your head from one side, make circles to the other side, and then in the opposite direction. You can do the sun salutations, you can do some yoga, or just even few simple stretches to wake your body up, to feel that physical sensation in your body and acknowledge your own body. You can also meditate for a very long time. I would sit up in my bed, and I would close my eyes and I would sit in quietness. This is my favorite type of meditation, to be in stillness, to be in a quiet space, and just connecting with myself in the breath. And you can just feel loving awareness and loving kindness for yourself throughout this whole session. You can also set intention for your whole day. How do you want to show up in your day? How do you want to show up for yourself? How do you want to show up for your work? How do you want to show up for every person that you're going to meet that day? You can also take a few moments to journal. Journaling about gratitude, 3 to 5 minutes of free writing. How wonderful is that? You can also use this time to have tea with yourself. You can have cacao, you can have coffee in the morning, and that would make it a special moment when you are fully becoming present for that drink. You can just feel the cup in your hand, you can smell the aroma, you can taste every sip of that drink, and you can sense it, how it goes all the way into your stomach, and the sensation that this drink brings to you. And so becoming this aware person right from the very beginning of the day sets you up for a beautiful day. You can take it farther during the day, and you can become very aware of your energy during the day. You can utilize many different activities and exercises during the day to help you to become more mindful. But for today's purpose, I wanted to give you a very quick routine that you could start practicing every single day of your life, and focus on the practice each day, and you will notice after a month practice huge shifts and changes that are happening in the way you're holding yourself during the day, your energy amounts, your energy in connection with other people. But let's start with the great morning routine. And if you have any questions about the morning routine, please send a text message, comment down below this podcast, and let me know how is your morning routine. if you included any mindful behaviors, mindful activities in your morning routine.